Junior Story, you are invited. Weeks 1 through 3. Bonnie, I'm the king. Everyone in Sandy Village crowded around the stone bench at the bottom of the mountain where a castle was being built at the top. Stacks of invitations in gold envelopes had appeared on the bench that morning after another rainstorm. Sandy Village was surrounded by water, except for this one mountain. They had built homes as close to the mountain as possible, but when it rained, the water covered the sand and many houses fell apart. The invitation said, "You are invited. The king of the mountain invites you to come live with him in his palace. Those who carefully follow these rules will be allowed in and will always be safe from high waters. I will be watching everyone until my castle is finished." Rules of the king. Tell the truth and never lie. Speak what is right and also do what is right. Choose what is good for others, not only what is good for yourself. Choose friends who follow the king's rules. Stay away from wrongdoers. Those who keep these rules will be welcomed into my palace with a great feast. Signed, the King of the Mountain. "Finally," they cheered, "we can be safe and dry." At first, everyone worked hard at keeping the king's rules. They read them every morning. But as the weeks passed, some became lazy. It wasn't always easy to follow his rules. One day, Bonnie and her brother were building a sandcastle, trying to make it look like the king's castle. The walls were as high as her head. "I'm the king," Bonnie said. "I order you to bring me my staff." Her brother hurried off and found a tall stick, then hurried back. He bowed. "I like being king of the castle," thought Bonnie. "Now, bring me a shell," she ordered. But her brother asked, "Can I be king this time?" "No, not yet," she said. "I still want to be king." As her brother sadly turned to go, she saw the king's palace on the mountain behind him. "Wait," called Bonnie. "You're right. It's your turn," she said. "I was only thinking about what was good for me. I'm sorry. Now, you give me an order."